Madam Chair, Excellencies, distinguished delegates. We in the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies are honored to contribute to the 65th World Health Assembly and pleased to present our views on universal coverage. Ladies and gentlemen, achieving universal coverage is an ethical, social, and economic imperative. Universal coverage is an ethical imperative because living in an unhealthy environment and with poor access to appropriate health care are both avoidable and unfair. If health is a human right, then achieving universal coverage is a global imperative. Universal coverage is a social imperative because greater health inequities within and between countries in times of economic turbulence are straining the social fabric of nations and threatening world peace. Universal coverage is an economic imperative because the double burden of infectious and non-communicable diseases is dangerously overloading health system in all countries, including where water, sanitation, and hygiene-related diseases remain the primary cause of under 5 morbidity and mortality. This is why universal coverage includes universal access to clean water, appropriate sanitation, proper nutrition, and healthy environment. Economies need healthy population, and healthy population require universal access to health. Ladies and gentlemen, not only is universal coverage an imperative, it is also achievable. We all know that high coverage of vaccination campaigns and social mobilization around preventions of infectious and non-communicable diseases are possible, cost-effective, and sound investments. We all know that healthy lifestyles and effective health-seeking behavior requires free and unhindered access to health information, including information on reproduction. And we all know that healthy lives do not require doctors and nurses at every doorstep, but can and must be wholly owned by community health workers, volunteers, teachers, and indeed everyone. We all know universal connectivity, telemedicine, e-health, and m-health will lower the cost of disease prevention, screening, and treatment, allowing economies of scale and expansion of coverage to isolated individuals and communities at lower cost. And we all know user fees, where there are barriers to access to health care, are counterproductive and can and should be abolished. And we should see in the current debt crisis an immediate opportunity for governments to reallocate public spending towards the needs of the most vulnerable population and to leverage civil society and private sector resources to achieve universal coverage. Ladies and gentlemen, the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies is committed to universal coverage. Our network of 187 national Red Cross societies, auxiliaries to their governments, and our 13 million volunteers from within communities are mobilized across the world to provide locally acceptable health information and education. They are linking vulnerable communities to formal health systems, expanding health coverage, vaccination coverage, access to clean water, and adequate sanitation. Our programs target the most vulnerable people and communities, those that otherwise would not be covered by the health system. Madam Chair, Excellencies, and distinguished delegates, the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent calls on its partner to promote with the World Health Organization universal health coverage and on national governments to implement a sustainable and equitable universal health system. Thank you very much.